And he's like, kill the Terminator. Kill the Terminator's girlfriend, because she's, if we can do that, if honestly, kill the Terminator's girlfriend first, because she's human and easier to kill, and that might that might cripple him emotionally. Hello, and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. This is a follow-up to yesterday's episode where Maddie guessed the plot of Terminator. As it turns out, I remember too much about the actual movie Terminator. I have read the plot very, very long time ago, and I was like, as I started thinking about it, I'm like, no, I remember too much. This is not guessing, because I would be trying to avoid the plot points that I remember. Mm-hmm. So instead, I'm going to build off of however Maddie's movie would have ended. So we have, just as a recap, maybe if you just recap the, or if you'd like to tell us the ending, either or.
Yeah, sure. So basically, we have, it's kind of like, you know what? Go watch the last episode. It's not that long. Go watch the last episode to see what the overall plot of Terminator 1 really is. Mm-hmm. Okay? They got it wrong. I did not. But yeah, the ending of that movie is that, you know, the toxic boyfriend kind of realizes his issues, but like on his deathbed, because it's got caught up in, you know, governmental conflict. And so ultimately Terminator does kill the toxic ex-boyfriend, but not in a weird toxic masculinity trying to take your girl kind of way, but in a, you know, we were at war and this was a part of the war and it is what it is. And the man learned the error of his ways as he passed away. And so the woman was able to have a nice, you know, mutual understanding with her toxic ex and heal from that. And then she began dating Terminator as well. But it ends on a cliffhanger because war is still afoot. Ooh. Killing that one guy did not end the conflict with the secret tractor tanks. Still risks out there. So,
interesting.
What happens next? Only Brie can say.
Well, I gotta say, you know, the boyfriend and or the ex-boyfriend now, ex-person now.
Yes.
His governmental dealings, unfortunately, were just so dark that there is an exact, in fact, his twin was involved. Did you know that he had a twin? Neither did I, but he does. And his twin is outraged at the news of his brother's death, and he says, no. This cannot be. I will be killing the Terminator now. I will become the Terminator to the Terminator. And so he sends wave after wave after wave of those like stealth tanks after the Terminator. And he's like, kill the Terminator, kill the Terminator's girlfriend, because she's, if we can do that, if honestly, kill the Terminator's girlfriend first, because she's human and easier to kill. And that might, that might cripple him emotionally. And then we can kill him too.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah. It's not cool, but it is the strategy. Right. And so they have to fly halfway across the world on a plane, which is hard to do when you're a Terminator because you're so heavy that you kind of like balance the plane offset a little bit. Like you offset the balance of the plane, rather, is what I was trying to say. But he still manages to do it. And he flies and he just tries to get away. But unfortunately, he doesn't realize that there are, in fact, other Terminators out there. He thought he was the only one. He is not the only one. The twin brother sends a Terminator after him, specifically. And you know what that Terminator looks like?
What?
His girlfriend.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
Isn't it, though?
That is, I like that twist.
Thank you. And so, yeah. Maybe the Terminator almost gets taken out by his girlfriend, who is actually, like, the girlfriend gets kidnapped and replaced with the Terminator girlfriend.
Of course.
But at the last minute, he realizes that there was a switch, and he goes, no, and just, I don't know, pushes her off a building or something.
Oh, I love that. What triggered that there was a switch? How did he figure it out?
Terminators cannot pretend to be in love.
Okay.
for some reason. So she turned and she said, "I love you," with dead, soulless eyes. And he said, "Not today," and kicked her out a window.
Wait a minute. Then how does he love his girlfriend?
He just, he developed that ability.
Okay.
Yeah,
he went. AI technology and her tender touch.
Exactly. Exactly. She changed him.
I love that.
That's a terrible message.
So if you're listening, you can date to change someone.
No!
You can date
that
potential.
That is incorrect. Do not do
you
that.
You think you can fix him? You're right.
I would just like to say that Hollywood is bad about that. Oh. They do that sometimes, and that's okay. So yeah. I blame Hollywood, not myself, for that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I agree. It's a believable Hollywood move.
Yep. So anyway, it's short today, but that's what you got. So if you have a better theory for Terminator 2, mm-hmm. based on what Maddie said, please tell us. Yeah. Because we would love to hear it in the comments. And
yeah,
you know.
Or heck, write Terminator 3. We're listening.
Yeah, we're here
it's
for
good
it.
Good enough. We'll totally read it on air.
And
on
thank
air,
you all.
Like we're live. Sorry.
Air. And thank you all so very much for watching. And if you did enjoy this, please do come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.